The United Nations estimates that half of Somalia's population, about 7.7 million people, will require humanitarian assistance and protection in 2022. The UN is asking for $1.5 billion to assist 5.5 million of those considered most at risk. Many years of conflict, severe weather, disease, and increasing poverty have badly harmed the lives of people in Somalia. Many are facing severe hunger. The country faces a famine because of a lack of rainfall for a third year straight. Adam Abdelmoula is the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Somalia. He says 80% of the country is affected by drought. He told VOA that 169,000 people have left their homes in search of water, food, and land for their farm animals. "When I visited the countryside, I saw many dead animals," he said. "The people I met with, and the elderly people I met with, told me they had not seen this level of drought since the 1970s and 80s. Abdelmoula said Somalia has been overlooked because of developing crises in other parts of the world, especially in the Tigray area of northern Ethiopia and in Afghanistan. He added that the international community would be making a big mistake were it to overlook Somalia. Abdelmoula said that in the 1990s, Somalia faced similar mass migration, starvation, and famine. He also noted the rise of the Al-Shabaab militant group, political unrest, and widespread illegal trade during that time. Recent estimates suggest that drought could force up to 1.4 million Somalis to leave their homes in the next 6 months. That number is in addition to the nearly 3 million people already displaced by conflict and natural disasters. Abdelmoula says at least 1.2 million children under the age of 5 are likely to be severely malnourished in 2022. He warns that about 300,000 children are at risk of dying without immediate assistance. I'm Jonathan Evans.